Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good Saturday afternoon, and welcome to Right at Home with Rich. I'm your host, Rich Orris, and I am literally at home. That's right, in an effort to stop the spread of the virus, like most businesses, the station is trying to limit the amount of people going in and out of the studio, so I'll be broadcasting from home for the unforeseeable future here, but for the next hour, literally and actually, mi casa es su casa, live from my house. Join me at my home to talk about your home. Right here for the next hour, you can call me with any questions about your home. The number to reach me is still the same, 314-241-9797. And I know you've been in your homes for longer than usual, and we've had some nice warm days. So I'd invite you to take a walk around the exterior of your home, just kind of look around, pay attention inside and out, and just kind of see what's going on. See if you see something out of the ordinary, or if you maybe, you know, taking this extra time at home to do a little facelift, remodeling, some work around the house yourself. You can also call me with any questions that you may have about that. Again, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. So along with your questions, we've got some information on creating storage in your home, some tips from Howes on how to make a small bathroom better. I'll have my Right at Home hack and call-in guest Brett Line from Aqua Systems will be on the dial with me today. So stick with us and we'll get him in on some stuff. We'll go over some topics. Hopefully we'll take some of your questions. Again, anything you need help with around your home, 314-241-9797. Until then, I'd say let's kind of get moving and get things going on. I want to introduce my special guest on the phone here today. From his home to my home to your home, Mr. Brett Line is with me today. So how you doing today, Brett? Are you with us?
I am here at home just like you.
Yes.
Hanging out for now, trying to help out with the reduction of this spread of this issue going on right now.
Yeah, well, yeah. And, you know, it's truthfully the best thing to do. It's just the right thing to do for everybody. As much as you can stay in and not go out, it just kind of makes a lot of sense to, you know, do that and kind of try and help stop the spread of all of this. So, but, you know, here at Mosby, we are, you know, taking a lot of steps as we work in what we're doing right now to be able to continue helping our clients and working. And some of these are really things that people really, really need. And so, Brett, are you guys still out there kind of doing your work and stuff in this crazy time?
Yeah, part of our business, a large part of it is the equipment side. And so with folks that have water softeners and water treatment equipment in their homes that might fail or be a problem, we're an essential organization to be available to help out. So that could be taken care of. And along with that, the other large portion of our business is the bottled water with the Aqua System, this 5 gallon, and the Mountain Valley water that we have available, and not just be available for the new customers, but our existing customers. We've seen just a tremendous amount of increase of people adding additional onto their orders of 5 gallon bottles. And so, yeah, we're making it available to folks that if they're interested. And we kind of worked it around, Rich, where a couple areas on the water side, if people are interested, they can call us. I know a lot of places they shop, they may be out of water, but we've got plenty of water. If they want to call us at 314-832-5500, we can run water out to them and drop it off with big bottles, or we even have case goods as well to drop off if they're interested. So that's available. So yeah, we've been very busy here the past few weeks trying to help folks out.
Yeah, well, that's good. And, you know, you see in times like these, you know, a shift in the need in what people want, you know, or the things that they actually, you know, services that they need to get taken care of. So I'm sure you're really seeing an uptick in that delivery process like that. You see all the, you know, Domino's and just different places, Schnucks, you know, doing like a porch drop off. You do everything online. They set it on your porch, and then mm-hmm. you don't have to come into contact with anybody. So yeah, I'm guessing you're seeing a big uptick in that kind of service for people getting water from you.
Yeah, the customers have that option. On the water side, you're correct. There are some folks that are elderly that actually, when we make a delivery, our guys will go in the home and put bottles on coolers for them and do things as far as putting water for them. And we'll do that upon request, but our guys are wearing gloves and masks as far as if needed, and sanitizing and doing all that stuff. But yeah, we'll drop it on the front porch. Folks, if they're interested, can again give us a call, new customers as well. We even have a promotion, as opposed to, you know, you see these things where folks have been price gouging. Our pricing is not done anything different as far as changing. So if people are needing water during this time, they can call us and we can run water out and drop it on the front porch for them if they'd like, the big bottles or even the case goods. That's fine. And we've kind of got a promotion right now going on with the first three bottles. The 5 gallon bottles, we're not charging any money for the water, just paying for the bottle deposit. And then trying to help folks as far as have water supply right now. So
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, with those kind of service changes that we see people, you know, needing out there, I do want to remind everybody out there, as far as for us, you know, for Mosby Building Arts, we do have our SAM service. It's service and maintenance. So we're seeing a huge uptick in, you know, what's coming in from that stuff, because, you know, everybody's kind of gone into this defensive kind of keep me in my home mode. So the roof leaks and just the things that are occurring, they're seeing them more and wanting to get them taken care of right away, because I'm sure everybody's kind of worried about, well, maybe in another couple, 2 or 3 weeks, what if they do shut everything down and they don't even let things like that happen, then, you know, I want to get this stuff taken care of prior to that. So a lot of people are kind of, you know, want to sit aside and say, I'm going to wait this out and see what happens. But a lot of others are like, I want to hurry up and get this done before this could possibly get any worse. And so we're out there for everybody like that. If you have anything around your house, our service and maintenance will get you taken care of. You can call Mosby's office at 314-909-1800 or check us out online at callmosby.com. You can find everything there. We're going to get into our first break here. So Brett, will you kind of hold the line and come back in the next segment with me? And if that's good, anybody else that wants to call in or has any questions, feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797 or 866-455-9797. And we'll...
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back and having fun going through this live from my house in the spare room, coming at you today. I can take your calls. I have Brett Line with Aqua Systems on the line with me also. So if you have any questions around your house, feel free to give me a shout. The number you need, 314-241-9797. And so I want to get back to Brett here just a little bit. Are you still there, Brett?
I'm here.
Awesome. So, you know, talking about some of those measures that you've been taking, you know, as you deliver water and go into the home or, you know, service some of them or even getting, you know, maybe there's some people wanting to get their systems put in, you know, right away. You know, we've been taking a lot of those, you know, measures too, even on the upfront visits and everything of, you know, doing this social distancing, really, you know, keeping the space, not shaking hands, you know, doing everything we can to kind of help this while we're out there and everything. So, I guess, Brett, one of my questions would be, are you seeing any difference in people asking about water filters, about people worried about cleanliness and stuff like that, and maybe getting more filter systems put in their home?
I haven't seen as much that. Our year, this whole year, has just really picked up with, I think, just the economy up. People are looking at upgrading things in the home and providing better water supply. Anymore, folks are investing a lot of money in your high appliances, your higher, nicer dishwashers, the water heaters, and some of these other things that are expensive equipment. You want to try to protect those, extend the life on these things. And so I think people are really taking a look. Like you said, it's like a time to stop. You're at home. You started in the first 15 minutes there. We were talking about looking around the house and so forth and listening to the weather report with storms. We're getting into storm season, so it's time to really take a look at your outside and these other areas, but also inside the house. And, you know, what kind of improvements can we look at doing and try to make things better in the home? So we have had calls about that. I'm sure you guys at Mosby are the same way. You know, technology is so much better now that we could, you know, FaceTime if somebody calls in and they just want to have a conversation. Maybe they want to wait to purchase the equipment, but they want to talk about it now because they're home. Or Zoom. I mean, there's several options that's available to customers, whatever they feel comfortable as far as being able to ask those questions, take the phone even downstairs and show us the where the water's coming in at, and we can talk about where to put the stuff. And so we have had, I've got several right now that are all customers kind of just putting on hold right now because they kind of want to wait. They made a commitment. They're ready to purchase, but they're waiting a little bit just to, again, participate and trying to keep the spread down by having folks in and out and so forth. So, but there are ways around that. Maybe right now we're not getting equipment in if they don't want to. We can talk about it and have a conversation without having to be actually face-to-face or you know, them coming out to us or us coming to them. We can use the technology. So, you know, that's a big opportunity right now to utilize.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we've been doing a ton of that also where, you know, this entire past week, I have not left my home. I did not go out to any clients' homes or anything, yet I had several, you know, successful meetings with clients going through designs and projects that we're looking at, and we've, you know, met over Microsoft Teams, our signing stuff on DocuSign. You know, it's used a lot in the real estate world, mm-hmm. where people are traveling and one spouse is here and one's kind of traveling and they can see and, you know, sign the documents. Well, yeah, we've gone up tenfold on the DocuSign thing just because, even though if everybody's okay or seems to be okay, it doesn't mean that you are, and every opportunity you can have to not be around each other, you know, I think is a good opportunity. You know, the advice I'm seeing on TV and the interviews and doctors talking is, you know, basically assume anybody that's been outside their home for any reason pretty much has it, and sterilize as if they have it, and, you know, don't touch them and don't touch your own face as if you just pretend like you have it, because there's a good chance you may, you know, and you don't know until you've met with everybody and you've spread it around. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's a precautionary measure, but we've been doing just a lot of those type of meetings for sure. And I was also looking at some things to be done in April, like with people around their house and what they're, you know, what you should do to just maintain your house and think about what's coming up in April. And like you were just saying, one of them on the list was, you know, during prolonged and heavy rains, look for ponding around the exterior walls of your home. You know, walk around and look for water where it maybe shouldn't be. But another one on the list that we have here at Mosby was to change your water filters and service your water softeners, which I was like, how mm-hmm. ironic is that? Perfect for April. But,
perfect timing.
You know, so how often, and I'm sure it's different, like a newer system to an older system, but how often should people honestly service a water softener system?
A water softener system, and I can speak to our equipment. You know, we sell our equipment and we offer our warranty, and we stand behind our product. But as far as annually, a lot of times what you'll find is that in the process of a purchase, whether somebody's purchased a softener somewhere on their own at a big box store, or they've had another company that came in that's a franchise type situation and putting the product in, and maybe they haven't spent the time to talk about it, but sometimes folks get confused on water softeners, and if the softener for some reason is not functioning, they don't feel like they're getting soft water, they'll keep putting more salt in the softener, and pretty soon it's completely full to the top and it's still not functioning. And most of the time what you'll find is that compressive weight, that load coming down on that salt and sitting in the water, it's a very concentrated brine water, it will build up what's called a bridge across the top of water. Salt is just, it's like a cap that just holds the salt and it keeps it from getting in the water, and so it's not regenerating, or it's regenerating but it's not actually cleaning itself out. So we recommend at least annually having the opportunity to clean out that brine tank. I recommend with folks with their softeners, as opposed to completely filling it. If you want to fill it, great, fill it to the top. let it get all the way down to where you just see some salt down in the water. When it gets down there, take a stick or something, a broom handle, and kind of stir that up down there, and then refill it to the top. And then once a year, just dump that out, clean that out, which with our equipment, you can do that. Sometimes with some of the single systems that are one tank systems, you can't do that because it's plumbed into the house. It'd be very difficult, but our systems are set up as components. The brine tank is separate. You can easily pop the line off, dump the water over, take it outside, hose it out, bring it back, put as much water in it as there was in there before, fill it back up with salt, and then go with it after that. Now, we also do offer it's a sanitizer that you can put in your brine tank, and we recommend that you, once you do that, run it through regeneration. You pour the sanitizer in the brine tank in the water, and then run it through regeneration. That helps clean the resin because there's contaminants. You can get in there, and it just helps clean and sanitize out the resin to keep it working well and make sure it's functioning correctly.
Yeah, that's definitely great advice. And looking at this list for April, and what we've kind of thought about here at Mosby as we put, you know, some of these lists together, you know, years back, was, you know, keeping things grouped together, what you do. So, you know, if you're going to schedule like your water softener getting, you know, re-cleaned out and serviced and all that, you know, put like the air conditioner, because April is, you know, it's your air conditioner time. So let's, you know, get your air conditioner service and all that. So look at your, you know, furnace filters and humidifier filters and elements. So group all those things together, you know, with also changing your batteries on your smoke detectors and everything. This is definitely the, you know, time to do that, with the time change is kind of when they always, you know, recommend that. So keep these things grouped together and working for you, and, you know, it'll kind of help you remember to just have them done each year and everything, and keep them, you know, just kind of a system going. So we're going to get into our hard center break here, and I want to invite anybody to feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797, and we'll be back shortly right after this, and I will have my home hack when we return. So halfway through the show, we got Brett Lyon with Aqua Systems on the phone. We got my hack here coming up in just a sec. We can take calls from anybody out there that has any questions as you're looking around your home, or anything about, you know, maybe how to just keep the home maintained during this time of staying in the home a lot. So feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. And kind of in a little bit honor of, you know, with Aqua Systems bottle delivery service and everything, and, you know, the actual bottled water being in recyclable glass bottles and not plastic, I was kind of, you know, thinking about how everybody's spending a lot of time in their homes, and people are really coming down with colds or flu, and but you're not sure, you're not knowing if it's, you know, the actual corona or just a common cold. We're all using a ton of disinfectant wipes just to be sure and really try and keep clean. So my thought was, what can we do with all these plastic containers? We've got all these disinfectant containers. Well, so I've got a few handy little recycle, you know, things for these plastic disinfectant containers that we're all using so much of, and probably throwing away so many of these plastic bottles. So the one I think I kind of liked the most was just simply taking them and using them to store plastic grocery bags, you know, inside of them. And there are some tips with really cool ways on how you can actually roll them together, where they'll keep popping up and coming out very cleanly. Another one was, you know, you can store your toilet cleaning brush inside one of them. You can make some really cool hanging storage bins out of them. And then they are a perfect size container for yarn. So for people that are knitting and stuff like that, you can store the yarn in it and pull it out, you know, as you use the yarn there. So, and you can also kind of get creative and maybe decorate the outside of the container, really give it kind of a snazzy look if you make one of these hanging storage bins. So I want to remind everybody, if you want more details on this, you can see also a link to get to how to make the storage bin recycle container deal on all of my social media. We'll post this hack, you know, early next week. So you can go to Facebook and just look up Rich Orris Mosby, search that. You'll get right to my professional page with the information there, or on Twitter at Rich Orris, and you can get to all this information there. Get a little more detail into you know, what I'm talking about with some links and some photos and stuff. So hey Brett, are you still on the line with me here?
I'm on here.
All right, good. Hey, so you know, kind of looking at, you know, all that plastic stuff, I do love the way, you know, you have those glass bottles, you know, with that delivery service and everything. I think it's a great thing for the environment, you know, even prior to all these existing conditions that we're going through right now.
Well, the options available, we do have the 5 and 3 gallon bottles that are in plastic that are BPA free for folks that are interested. But there are folks, and they do go to that plastic bottle because it's a little less expensive normally. And
oh, yeah.
You're still eliminating throwing it in the dumpster because you're giving it back to us. It's coming back. We're exchanging it. It's going through a sanitation process and refilling and being reused. But we do have the large glass bottles. And I wanted to point out, too, that in our industry, and we've had folks right now that are more susceptible, is the elderly folks that are susceptible to some of this. And these 5 gallon bottles can get pretty heavy at glass bottles, and the same with the 2.5 gallon glass bottles that we've had customers where I've recommended that we bring out, because we have glass case goods too. We have a 1 liter case of spring water in 12 bottles, 1 liter glass bottles. We also have half liter glass bottles, 12 in a case, and then we have a 3 liter 24 pack in glass bottles in spring and sparkling water available, that if we can bring it, we can even bring it in if folks can't pick up those big bottles, is just put that case on the porch and the folks can open the case and just bring in a liter at a time, you know, and not have to pick up a large bottle when they can't do that. So that does alleviate and kind of help folks out too with their water supply.
Yeah. Well, and those big bottles, you know, if you'll be touching less if you've got the big bottle, you know, dispenser.
Yeah.
And all that too, where you
right.
can just come up and just use that dispenser and really, you know, not have to touch as many things to, you know, get the water and everything.
Well,
so it's definitely great for workplaces.
Yeah, it is the Mountain Valley spring water, and that... You mentioned earlier about the whole thing with us going on with the coronavirus. I think people are being more conscious, not just thinking about being out, what they're breathing and so forth, because that is an issue, but touching and, but also consumption, you know, at home, thinking about, you know, what am I drinking and what's going on. And we have had more calls about the reverse osmosis systems and things that we do put in homes that, you know, filter out the impurities and chemicals and the pharmaceuticals and the chlorine and things that are in the water that comes to us. But the glass bottles are available. The Mountain Valley spring water, we sell the Aqua Systems premium water, which is just purified. Everything's taken out of it. It's filtered. It's just H2O. And then on the other end, we have the Mountain Valley spring water, which has a very high content of minerals, calcium and other things in it for drinking purposes, that some folks just prefer the spring water. They like the more alkaline, the higher pH. They like the minerals in it. So, you know, those are both available depending on folks' preference and what they drink. And it's funny because you'll go into a home and talk to a customer that buys a certain bottle of water and they love it. And then you go in the next home and the next customer buys the same water or tried it once and couldn't stand it because the taste. It just depends on the person and their preference on flavor.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, everybody's so different out there in, you know, everything that they do. And, you know, talking about kind of different taste in water and everything, you know, sometimes it's even hard for people to, you know, realize, especially if they've lived with hard water pretty much forever, you know, how do they really know if they even have, you know, hard water? Do they really realize? Can you kind of let us know a few of the, you know, what are the signs and what are people looking for to know if they think they have hard water?
Well, when we talk to folks, I can go into customers' homes and they'll ask for hardness, and I can give you a number and tell you a number, and it may not mean anything, but the real question is, are you experiencing the hard water issues? Because it can vary from home to home, but hard water, you're going to see calcium scale build up on the shower head where the holes on your shower start spraying sideways because they're getting plugged up with calcium and things in the water, mostly calcium buildup, spots on the dishes. And
so halfway through the show, we got Brett Lyon with Aqua Systems on the phone. We got my hack here coming up in just a sec. We can take calls from anybody out there that has any questions as you're looking around your home or anything about, you know, maybe how to just keep the home maintained during this time of staying in the home a lot. So feel free to give us a call, 314-241-9797. And kind of in a little bit honor of, you know, with Aqua Systems bottle delivery service and everything, and, you know, the actual bottled water being in recyclable glass bottles and not plastic, I was kind of, you know, thinking about how everybody's spending a lot of time in their homes and people are really coming down with colds or flu, and but you're not sure, you're not knowing if it's, you know, the actual corona or just a common cold. We're all using a ton of disinfectant wipes just to be sure and really try and keep clean. So my thought was, what can we do with all these plastic containers? We've got all these disinfectant containers. Well, so I've got a few handy little recycle, you know, things for these plastic disinfectant containers that we're all using so much of and probably throwing away so many of these plastic bottles. So the one I think I kind of liked the most was just simply taking them and using them to store plastic grocery bags, you know, inside of them. And there are some tips with really cool ways on how you can actually roll them together where they'll keep popping up and coming out very cleanly. Another one was, you know, you can store your toilet cleaning brush inside one of them. You can make some really cool hanging storage bins out of them. And then they are a perfect size container for yarn. So for people that are knitting and stuff like that, you can store the yarn in it and pull it out, you know, as you use the yarn there. So, and you can also kind of get creative and maybe decorate the outside of the container, really give it kind of a snazzy look if you make one of these hanging storage bins. So I want to remind everybody, if you want more details on this, you can see also a link to get to how to make the storage bin recycle container deal on all of my social media. We'll post this hack, you know, early next week. So you can go to Facebook and just look up Rich Orris Mosby, search that. You'll get right to my professional page with the information there, or on Twitter at Rich Orris, and you can get to all this information there. Get a little more detail into you know, what I'm talking about with some links and some photos and stuff. So hey Brett, are you still on the line with me here?
I'm on here.
All right, good. Hey, so you know, kind of looking at, you know, all that plastic stuff, I do love the way, you know, you have those glass bottles, you know, with that delivery service and everything. I think it's a great thing for the environment, you know, even prior to all these existing conditions that we're going through right now.
Well, the options available, we do have the 5 and 3 gallon bottles that are in plastic that are BPA free for folks that are interested. But there are folks, and they do go to that plastic bottle because it's a little less expensive normally. And
oh, yeah.
You're still eliminating throwing it in the dumpster because you're giving it back to us. It's coming back. We're exchanging it. And it's going through a sanitation process and refilling and being reused. But we do have the large glass bottles. And I wanted to point out, too, that in our industry, and we've had folks right now that are more susceptible is the elderly folks that are susceptible to some of this. And these 5 gallon bottles can get pretty heavy at glass bottles, and the same with the 2.5 gallon glass bottles that we've had customers where I've recommended that we bring out, because we have glass case goods too. We have a 1 liter case of spring water in 12 bottles, 1 liter glass bottles. We also have half liter glass bottles, 12 in a case, and then we have a 3 liter 24 pack in glass bottles and spring and sparkling water available, that if we can bring it, we can even bring it in if folks can't pick up those big bottles, is just put that case on the porch and the folks can open the case and just bring in a liter at a time, you know, and not have to pick up a large bottle when they can't do that. So that does alleviate and kind of help folks out too with their water supply.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and those big bottles, you know, if you... you'll be touching less if you've got the big bottle, you know, dispenser.
Yeah.
And all that too, where you
right.
can just come up and just use that dispenser and really, you know, not have to touch as many things to, you know, get the water and everything.
Well,
so it's definitely great for workplaces.
Yeah, it is the Mountain Valley spring water. And that, you mentioned earlier about the whole thing with us going on with the coronavirus. I think people are being more conscious, not just thinking about being out, what they're breathing and so forth, because that is an issue, but touching and, but also consumption, you know, at home, thinking about, you know, what am I drinking and what's going on. And we have had more calls about the reverse osmosis systems and things that we do put in homes that, you know, filter out the impurities and chemicals and the pharmaceuticals and the chlorine and things that are in the water that comes to us. But the glass bottles are available, the Mountain Valley spring water. We sell the Aqua Systems premium water, which is just purified. Everything's taken out of it. It's filtered. It's just H2O. And then on the other end, we have the Mountain Valley spring water, which has a very high content of minerals, calcium and other things in it for drinking purposes, that some folks just prefer the spring water. They like the more alkaline, the higher pH. They like the minerals in it. So, you know, those are both available depending on folks' preference and what they drink. And it's funny because you'll go into a home and talk to a customer that buys a certain bottle of water and they love it. And then you go in the next home and the next customer buys the same water, tried it once and couldn't stand it because the taste. It just depends on the person and their preference on flavor.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, everybody's so different out there in, you know, everything that they do. And, you know, talking about kind of different taste in water and everything, you know, sometimes it's even hard for people to, you know, realize, especially if they've lived with hard water pretty much forever, you know, how do they really know if they even have, you know, hard water? Do they really realize? Can you kind of let us know a few of the, you know, what are the signs and what are people looking for to know if they think they have hard water?
Well, when we talk to folks, I can go into customers' homes and they'll ask for hardness, and I can give you a number and tell you a number. And it may not mean anything, but the real question is, are you experiencing the hard water issues? Because it can vary from home to home. But hard water, you're going to see calcium scale build up on the shower heads where the holes on your shower start spraying sideways because they're getting plugged up with calcium and things in the water, mostly calcium buildup. Spots on the dishes and as far as glasses coming out of the dishwasher, calcium buildup, the white buildup on the inside of your dishwasher. And I do have folks that are calling in and having to replace a dishwasher after 3 years because of the buildup on the interior of it and the problems they're having. It's not functioning correctly anymore because of hard water buildup. Same with water heaters. You know, if people are home now, it's a good time on occasion, if you can, to drain your water heater out to get the sediment and stuff out of the bottom, but you'll still have calcium buildup on the inside that comes from hard water. So customers, as far as hard water, if you're interested, if you have hard water, you can drop a sample off. You can bring it to our store location if you feel comfortable, or whenever this passes and you feel comfortable, or you can call us and put a sample out on the porch and swing by. I did that the other day for a customer. They put a sample on the front porch and just came by and picked it up, took it back to the office and tested it, and then got back with them on the results to let them know what the number was as far as the hardness of the water itself. But, you know, these are all things that it's one of those things a lot of times where you talk to folks that after they have a water softener installed, they were skeptical on the front side because they, like you said, they grew up with hard water. They're used to a feeling and used to this and don't think anything about it.
But once yeah, exactly.
This piece of equipment in, they notice the difference and they're like, oh my goodness, what was I thinking? Why didn't I get this a long time ago? And I don't ever want to not have one.
So, well, and yeah, if you haven't tried the other water, you don't even know if you like the taste better of, you know, a different water. If you've been kind of doing the same thing all the time, you know, it's just kind of like doing that test drive. So, hey, Brett, can you let everybody know real quick, how can they reach you guys again?
314-832-5500 is the office. We're closed today and tomorrow, back Monday, but call, leave a message. Matter of fact, if you call, say that you listen to the radio show today, we'll knock the additional $100 off the equipment, or you go to ilovemywater.com, or you can also see us on Facebook, Aqua Systems St. Louis.
All right, perfect. Well, Brett, hey, I want to thank you for calling in and everything. We're going to go ahead and get into a break, and I think when I come back, I'll go over some of these other storage things and the small bathroom stuff. To kind of end things out with the show. So, Brett, thanks for being with us today and taking some time out of your Saturday. And for everybody else out there, I will be back. If you have any questions about your home, if you've been looking around, if you've been walking around, checking things out, you know, we are getting some good rains today. So I do tell people all the time, it is definitely, you know, a great idea. Grab an umbrella, walk around the house and kind of check things out, see how the gutters are working, see how, you know, what's going on. And if you see anything out of the ordinary, feel free to give me a call, 314-241-9797. And, you know, it happens to the best of us. You know, if you don't know what's going on, you know, I can't tell you the number of clients that I'll go meet for the first time, you know, running around looking at homes for Mosby Building Arts. And, you know, I'll be looking at like kitchen and bathroom remodel and stuff like that. But if it's raining and as I'm walking up, I'll always see things and go, hey, you know, your gutters are overflowing over here, or you can see water coming from behind the gutters, you know, in this area. And, you know, really means there's some issues going on. And it even happened to me years ago at, you know, my home out in O'Fallon. Just didn't even really dawn that, you know, trees were growing and getting taller. We'd been there some number of years, and I pull up to the house in a rainstorm and my gutters are all overflowing, you know, right at my garage as I'm pulling in. And I'm like, oh, wow, the trees are taller. I'm starting to get leaves in the gutters. You know, maybe all of a sudden now it's time to think about, you know, getting some type of system to, you know, keep them clean, you know, without having to go up there and clean them out and everything. Because obviously couldn't do anything that day. But, you know, it just a reminder of go out and check that stuff. And when we look at these April you know, maintenance tips for us. So many, you know, really go around water. I mean, water can be so devastating, you know, to a home. So when you think about like the humidifier element with water, you know, inspecting all your garden hoses for leaks, making sure the garden spigots are still disconnected until you know for sure, you know, the frosts have passed, overnight lows and that. But there's just a ton of them. Inspect your washing machine and your water supply, you know, hoses for damage to your washer machine. The rubber hoses typically last, you know, 4 or 5 years or so. They kind of recommend changing those things out. So, you know, think about that. But so many of them just kind of go with water. And the last one on the list here is to recharge your fire extinguishers and get new ones with any expired dates, stuff like that. So just a reminder to kind of check out those, you know, fire extinguishers for sure. So just some things we should be paying attention to, you know, here in April. And so also the speaking of the storage containers, kind of looking at that hack and saying, you know, what can I do with those disinfectant containers? And again, if you want to see more information about that, you can go to all my social media, go to Facebook, just type in Rich Oris, O-R-I-S, Mosby. It'll find my professional page real easy, or at Rich Oris on Twitter. You can get more information about that. But so Howes did an article here, and they got some architects together, and they really talked about how to come up and plan, you know, the perfect storage spaces for your house. And so as they talked to all these architects, you know, some of the topics and things that they were thinking about was, you know, really basically what architects do. You know, one of the main things they do is they think ahead. They think about what is going to happen and what, you know, needs to happen. So think about what you're going to need to store. Look and really, you know, take note and figure out what you need to store, so you know exactly what you need in there. You won't waste time and or waste money creating storage for things that you really don't need to have, you know, around the house. Another one is really kind of tailoring it to you, to you know, fit your needs. So once you identify those things you want to keep and you understand what you need to actually put in there, you can then start to design some storage space that makes sense for you. And another one, they talk about the details. Really, you know, think about the details, think about the materials, the colors, all the things that you may need in your storage, or if you want your storage to blend in or stand out, you know, in a room. And the material should be suited for where you're going to have the stuff. So think about, you know, in a bathroom, you're going to want more water resistant materials than maybe in a living room. Another big player is an open floor plan. People, you know, really love those open floor plans. So now they're trying to figure out really, you know, you lose a lot of wall space without all the dividing walls in an open floor plan. So, you know, merging storage into different zones and areas of the house, you know, using a similar kitchen cabinet type for storage in an adjacent living space could make a lot of sense to keep everything kind of copacetic throughout, you know, the design of the home and get that storage that you really need. And they also remind you as to another thing that architects do really, really well is, you know, get creative, be creative, and really consider the house as volume, and look at every bit of space that you can include and really find some areas in those maybe hard to reach spots that are high up or, you know, underneath the stairs, things like that. Come up with some clever tricks on how to get more storage out of the area that you have. Going up, you know, getting to a newer, higher level is also, you know, a big thing that making cabinets extend to the ceiling and storing things in that top row that you don't use that often, that you don't need to get to, you know, that often. Or think about, you know, hanging things from the ceiling, whether it's in the garage like a bike or in the kitchen like pots and pans. You know, it can be decorative, you know, storage as well. And then they talk about the attic space. You know, think about maybe attic conversion to provide some more storage up into that area. So basically squeeze it into all the areas that you can find. And the last one is really, you know, what we talk about at Mosby all the time is those dual purpose designs, you know, using an office and a bedroom and things like that. So creating storage into furniture and things like that to really dual purpose that space, get more storage, is a great thing to do. You can find more information on this at House, at this article on house.com. And so I'm just about out of time here. So want to say thanks to Brett Lyon for being with me today. And also want to just tell everybody out there, be safe, stay inside, and hopefully I will get to talk to all of you next week. I'll see you then. If you have any questions about your home, if you've been looking around, if you've been walking around, checking things out, you know, we are getting some good rains today. So I do tell people all the time, it is definitely, you know, a great idea. Grab an umbrella, walk around the house and kind of check things out. See how the gutters are working. See how, you know, what's going on. And if you see anything out of the ordinary, feel free to give me a call. 314-241-9797. And, you know, it happens to the best of us. You know, if you don't know what's going on, you know, I can't tell you the number of clients that I'll go meet for the first time, you know, running around looking at homes for Mosby Building Arts. And, you know, I'll be looking at like kitchen and bathroom remodel and stuff like that. But if it's raining and as I'm walking up, I'll always see things and go, hey, you know, your gutters are overflowing over here, or you can see water coming from behind the gutters, you know, in this area. And, you know, really means there's some issues going on. And it even happened to me years ago at, you know, my home out in O'Fallon. Just didn't even really dawn that, you know, trees were growing and getting taller. We'd been there some number of years, and I pull up to the house in a rainstorm and my gutters are all overflowing, you know, right at my garage as I'm pulling in. And I'm like, oh, wow, the trees are taller. I'm starting to get leaves in the gutters. You know, maybe all of a sudden now it's time to think about, you know, getting some type of system to, you know, keep them clean, you know, without having to go up there and clean them out and everything. Because obviously couldn't do anything that day. But, you know, it's just a reminder of go out and check that stuff. And when we look at these April, you know, maintenance tips for us, so many, you know, really go around water. I mean, water can be so devastating, you know, to a home. So when you think about like the humidifier element with water, you know, inspecting all your garden hoses for leaks, making sure the garden spigots are still disconnected until you know for sure, you know, the frosts have passed, overnight lows and that. But there's just a ton of them. Inspect your washing machine and your water supply, you know, hoses for damage to your washer machine. The rubber hoses typically last, you know, 4-5 years or so. They kind of recommend changing those things out. So, you know, think about that. But so many of them just kind of go with water. And the last one on the list here is to recharge your fire extinguishers and get new ones with any expired dates, stuff like that. So just a reminder to kind of check out those, you know, fire extinguishers for sure. So just some things we should be paying attention to, you know, here in April. And So, also the, speaking of the storage containers, kind of looking at that hack and saying, you know, what can I do with those disinfectant containers? And again, if you want to see more information about that, you can go to all my social media, go to Facebook, just type in Rich Oris, O-R-I-S, Mosby. It'll find my professional page real easy, or at Rich Oris on Twitter. You can get more information about that. But so Howes did an article here, and they got some architects together, and they really talked about how to come up and plan, you know, the perfect storage spaces for your house. And so as they talked to all these architects, you know, some of the topics and things that they were thinking about was, you know, really basically what architects do. You know, one of the main things they do is they think ahead. They think about what is going to happen and what, you know, needs to happen. So think about what you're going to need to store. Look and really, you know, take note and figure out what you need to store, so you know exactly what you need in there. You won't waste time and or waste money creating storage for things that you really don't need to have, you know, around the house. Another one is really kind of tailoring it to you, to you know, fit your needs. So once you identify those things you want to keep and you understand what you need to actually put in there, you can then start to design some storage space that makes sense for you. And another one, they talk about the details. Really, you know, think about the details. Think about the materials, the colors, all the things that you may need in your storage, or if you want your storage to blend in or stand out, you know, in a room. And the material should be suited for where you're going to have the stuff. So think about, you know, in a bathroom, you're going to want more water-resistant materials than maybe in a living room. So another big player is an open floor plan. People, you know, really love those open floor plans. So now they're trying to figure out really, you know, you lose a lot of wall space without all the dividing walls in an open floor plan. So, you know, merging storage into different zones and areas of the house, you know, using a similar kitchen cabinet type for storage in an adjacent living space could make a lot of sense to keep everything kind of copacetic throughout, you know, the design of the home and get that storage that you really need. And they also remind you as to another thing that architects do really, really well is, you know, get creative, be creative, and really consider the house as volume, and look at every bit of space that you can include and really find some areas in those maybe hard to reach spots that are high up or, you know, underneath the stairs, things like that. Come up with some clever tricks on how to get more storage out of the area that you have. Going up, you know, getting to a newer, higher level is also, you know, a big thing that making cabinets extend to the ceiling and storing things in that top row that you don't use that often, that you don't need to get to, you know, that often. Or think about, you know, hanging things from the ceiling, whether it's in the garage like a bike or in the kitchen like pots and pans. You know, it can be decorative, you know, storage as well. And then they talk about the attic space. You know, think about maybe attic conversion to provide some more storage up into that area. So basically squeeze it into all the areas that you can find. And the last one is really, you know, what we talk about at Mosby all the time is those dual purpose designs, you know, using an office and a bedroom and things like that. So creating storage into furniture and things like that to really dual purpose that space, get more storage, is a great thing to do. You can find more information on this at Howes, at this article on Howes.com. And so I'm just about out of time here. So I want to say thanks to Brett Line for being with me today. And also want to just tell everybody out there, be safe, stay inside, and hopefully I will get to talk to all of you next week. I'll see you then.